Welcome back to the News at One. The number of notices to quit rental accommodation in the second 3 months of this year was 20% higher than in the first 3 months. 5,735 notices were issued between April and the end of June by landlords, according to the Residential Tenancies Board. More than half of landlords, by way of explanation, said they wanted to sell the property. Another sizeable chunk said they needed the property for a family member. Well, Focus Ireland advocates for people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless, and its director of advocacy, Mike Allen, is with us in studio. Now, from your perspective, I imagine these figures, these notice to quit figures, are going very much in the wrong direction. What's your assessment of what will the impact of this be?
Yeah, it's very, very concerning. It's very, very worrying indeed. So, lots of figures, but in the last year, 20,000 tenants, households, have received notice of termination from their landlords in an entire year. So that's an enormous number of people. Not all of those people will become homeless, but all of them will lose their home.
There has been, of course, a moratorium on evictions. So how will that play, if you like, into those numbers as well?
So as the moratorium is lifted or the protections are removed from people, there's a delay. So somebody who gets a notice of termination 6 months ago, depending how long they've been in the property and the reason for the eviction, they may have a month, 3 months, 6 months or longer before they actually have to leave the premises. If it's a valid notice of termination, they will ultimately have to go. So they will lose their home. But some of those people will find alternative accommodation, rent somewhere else. That's becoming increasingly difficult because of the very reason that they lost their home in the first place. A large number of people will go and double up with somebody else. They may go back to their own parents. They may go to family and friends and so on. Very often to live in overcrowded and unsuitable accommodation. Sometimes that breaks, ultimately that breaks down if you're overcrowded. And when you end up in homeless accommodation, you are at that point counted as your reason for homelessness is family breakdown because you couldn't stay with your parents or your sister in overcrowding accommodation. And then people end up in homelessness ultimately. And you know that may take a very long period of time. They will have tried everything they can before they end up in homeless accommodation. And we're beginning to see that sort of falling through into what we're seeing in Focus Ireland at the front line.
Government says it's very well intentioned in this regard, is doing everything it can to improve supply. What are the obstacles, the problems as you're seeing it now, July 2023?
Yes, a debate about good intentions isn't really going to help anybody. I don't doubt the good intentions of the government. The question is the effectiveness of the schemes. So when they decided not to continue the moratorium on evictions, they put in what the government was calling a safety net, and that safety net is this tenant in situ scheme, a scheme in which groups like Focus Housing or local authorities can buy from a landlord that's selling and to keep the tenant in place. They said about 1,500 of those have been in place. Probably of the 20,000 households who've lost their homes or have notice of terminations over the last year, probably around 7,000 of those are eligible for that scheme. They're on some form of rent subsidy. They are eligible for social housing. So 7,000, minimum of 7,000 people eligible for the scheme, around 1,500 money of 1,500, is immediately obvious that the safety net isn't big enough to deal with all the people who need it. So we think the safety net should be larger, and there's all sorts of barriers put in place to the scheme. The most serious of those, or the one I think probably want to talk about, is the way in which the government talks about there being a moral hazard about preventing people from becoming homeless. There is no moral hazard. The people who are on HAP, these rent subsidy schemes, who are in the private rented sector, are in a form of social housing. If Focus Ireland or a local authority were to buy that, they've simply moved to a different form of social housing. And we should make that system much easier for the tenants, much easier for the local authorities, much easier for the landlords who are selling up. And if it means that the state ends up buying a number of houses, as long as it gets a good deal on those houses, buys houses that somebody might argue that there was no urgency to do so, you've still ended up with an asset that you've bought rather than paying out large amounts of money on the rent subsidy. But we shouldn't give up on convincing landlords to stay in the market. And I think all the political parties have given up on that, essentially. And yes, Focus Ireland completely understands that there are landlords who are leaving because of their age or because they want to reinvest, you know, they want to do something else, their investment is thing. But if we could get them to decide to stay even 2 years longer in the market, 3 years or whatever, that makes a big difference, because there is housing being delivered by the current government. Not enough, but there is housing being delivered. So really, we need to have interventions as well, and not just take it for granted that all these landlords are automatically going to leave.
Mike Allen of Focus Ireland, thank you indeed for coming into us.